Abstraction by Unknown, translated by Basil Hall Chamberlain. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Dramatis Personae.
Husband. Read by Bob Gonzalez.
His Wife. Read by Abayi.
Tarokasha, Their Servant. Read by Todd.
Narrator, read by Christine G. Scene 1. A room in a private house in Kyoto.
I am a resident in the suburbs of the metropolis. On the occasion of a recent journey down east, I was served at a tea-house in the post-town of Nogami in the province of Mino by a girl named Hana, who, having since then heard of my return to the capital, has followed me up here and settled down at Kitashirakaha, where she expects me this evening, according to a promise made by letter. But my vixen of a wife has got scent of the affair, and thus made it difficult for me to go. So, what I mean to do is to call her, and tell her some pretty fable that may set me free. Halloo! Halloo! Are you there, pray? Are you there?
So it seems you are pleased to call me. What may it be that makes you thus call me?
Well, please to come in.
Your commands are obeyed.
My reason for calling you is just simply this. I want to tell you how much my spirits have been affected by continual dreams that I have had. That is why I have called you.
You are talking rubbish. Dreams proceed from organic disturbance and do not come true. So pray don't trouble your head about them.
What you say is quite correct. Dreams, proceeding as they do from organic disturbance, do not come true 9 times out of 10. Still, mine have affected my spirits to such an extent that I think of making some pilgrimage or other to offer up prayers both on your behalf and on my own.
Then where shall you go?
I mean, to say nothing of those in the metropolis and in the suburbs, to worship at every Shinto shrine and every Buddhist temple throughout the land.
No, no! I won't allow you to go out of the house for a single hour. If you are so completely bent upon it, choose some devotion that can be performed at home.
Some devotion to be performed at home? What devotion could it be?
Burning incense on your arm or on your head.
How thoughtlessly you do talk! What? Is a devotion like that to suit me? A layman, if ever there was one.
I won't tolerate any devotion that cannot be performed at home.
Well, I never. You are one for talking at random. Hang it! What devotion shall it be?
He reflects a few moments.
Ah, I have it. I will perform the devotion of abstraction.
Abstraction? What is that?
Your want of familiarity with the term is but natural. It is a devotion that was practiced in days of old by Saint Dharma. Blessings on him. You put your head under what is called the abstraction blanket, and obtain salvation by forgetting all things past and to come. A most difficult form of devotion.
About how long does it take?
Well, I should say about a week or two.
That won't do either if it is to last so many days.
Then for how long would my darling consent to it without complaining?
About 1 hour is what I should suggest. But, however, if you can do it in a day, you are welcome to try.
Never! Never! This important devotion is not a thing to be so easily performed within the limits of a single day. Please, won't you grant me leave for at least a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?